Ew. Carbon monoxide and corona.
They're higher. They're higher in the air. They're like 16 feet in the air, I'm going to assume. How many meters is that?
Depends if they stop for sausages a lot.
Sausages? A little more than 5 meters.
But if you're talking our local RTA, yeah, there's not too much sausage buying out here. Not off the bus.
Bangers and mash. Do they Uber? Can I Uber across the pond? Can I have an Uber?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. I haven't traveled there to be able to take anything like that.
I don't want some American to make me some bangers and mash. I want...
Well, if it's an English person with citizenship.
Yeah. Or, that's
or if
that's
they follow... They're just following the recipe.
Yeah, well, it's like going down to Texas and Bob Smith is going to make me authentic Italian cuisine. No, he went to culinary school, then yeah. All right!
What you see, Weird Al Yankovic...
You don't have to be of a certain ethnicity to make that ethnic food good.
Sometimes it's just preferred, that's all.
I'm just being a dick.
You say, where's your grandmother from? What country? And then you're like, ooh, you know, what food does she make? It's usually the first connective thing.
Boiled milk.
So...
Yeah, my grandmother straight off the boat from Sicily. She's a good cook. She makes hot dogs and boiled milk. She puts the hot dogs in the milk as it boils.
Delicious. Most delicious effing thing you've ever had. That'd be weird.
Oh, they're not telling you. I prefer it boiled in skim milk, please. Are they Hebrew national? They have to be kosher.
At least
Hebrew national. Because I'll trust that meat a little bit more than the others.
You saw Weird Al Yankovic playing Ted Nugent. I don't feel anything yet, but I feel kind of weird, like, whoa.
As Urban Hippie sat there on the couch,
I feel like I'm a bug.
His arms were different.
Everything's changed.
His back was different.
What's going on?
He had a carapace and antenna.
Whoa, I have antenna and a bunch of legs.
Multifaceted eyes.
I look like a cockroach.
He was going through a metamorphosis.
What's going on in my life? Oh.
Things were changing for him.
I better not ask my sister for an apple.
What would he do if he realized he wasn't who he was meant to be?
It hurts.
Oh, Mr. Urban Hippie.
How long will I stay this way?
He wondered and pondered.
All of this because I ate that pancake from Dr. Antonio.
The sweetest pancakes made by the doctor.
Oh.
On a griddle they cooked.
Still. Well, you better have one. If I'm going to be stuck as a cockroach, you might as well be too.
Let me try one of these. Let me see how.
Can we have a double metamorphosis? We'll both learn a lesson here, but at least it's more fun.
Ooh.
And then, how about those two neighbor girls? We can get them to eat some, too. Then we could, you know...
Metamorphate together.
Yeah, and then we could bunch of children. We can raise a colony, and then we can take over the world.
I'm bugging out, man.
Dude, this is it.
Fucking bugging out, dude.
The metamorphosis turns into a positive story here.
Oh, right. Yeah, we can rule
now,
the world.
Okay, well, now that we're these giant cockroaches in a different altered state, how are we going to approach the girls to turn into female cockroaches so that we can mate? We could...
Beef on the cupboard floor, and I had the chicken run out the door, but then mama shouted, got the cornbread, and then said, let's get to bed. Yeah!
Very good.
Hey! It's a rainfall.
It's falling here of rain in the House of Cuckoos.
This is the what? This is the House of Cuckoos radio show that you are listening to right now. Another exciting episode that we are bringing to you. It may not be in the live vein that you've been used to, but at least we are coming to you. I know there were those who looked forward to the live.
Oh yeah, or the joining us of it, yeah.
Every weekend,
all the news articles we would possibly
talk about, and all the silly stuff and the shenanigans we'd get into, all the mummeries,
and yes, and
the mumfitteries, yes,
revelations, mm-hmm. and sometimes arguments and discussions.
So, when is this episode being out? Is it going to be before Halloween or after Halloween? It's the whatevers, right?
Right. Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Yes, you are
right,
welcome.
It's here. We are here to see you coming up on the dial, and you found us there. Thank you.
You did. You did. You turned it in, and you turned it out, and you turned it up. I did not know we were down, but we are in. We are not out.
We are being lickety-split here by the two chairs.
Well, at least we're not being legally split.
You know, but it would be quite a coincidence, you know, considering what the professor told us all those years ago in the school. We joined that club. They said that your own secret club couldn't compete with this club. Now ours is the only one still around, but we're not that secret because now you know of us, the House of Cuckoos.
Yeah, there's no such thing as secret clubs if there's not secret. If you know us, then we're not secret. We were once a secret, but we're no longer a secret. We are yours now.
Right.
We've been yours for quite some time, and we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
They're niche. They're cult. They're just a cult classic of a...
We're the cult of cuckoos.
Themselves.
Yeah, we are a cult of our own. We're the cult.
Joining in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do wait to think of our shared thoughts and opinions placed and splashed upon you.
As I yawn myself through the episode here, probably.
He's got yawn spray all over his.
Yawn spray.
All over his.
They got found a little piece of cheese shred.
And the shredder working at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I will cut it up.
I will take care cheese. Of these tomatoes.
That's enough cheese shredder.
Cheese shredder. Hey, you should get a job at a pizza shop shredding the cheese.
Yeah, well, that's why...
You could tell Shredder shredded this
the
cheese.
The pizza shops aren't calling him. That's why he had to go to Taco Bell. They hired him.
On the spot.
But he ended up using his claws.
For Santa.
Attached. Like Wolverine, you know.
It was inborn.
Like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, he's born with it.
Helps cheese become Swiss, poking it.
Yep.
Wolverine, poking the cheese. Wolverine, poking the cheese like a machine gun.
Yeah, that's all he does. He just keeps them just popping him in and out, in and out, in and out, popping him in and out, in
it's
and out,
living.
In and out, popping him in and out, in and out. In and out, popping them in and out, in and out, in and out. So how do they get the air in that? What is it, so thick and bubbly? How is the process?
John Mellencamp?
No, Swiss cheese.
Oh, isn't it just bubble?
Yeah, but how do they get it?
The chemical reaction.
Is it bubble? Does thick cheese bubble like that? Well, I guess you can, because if you're cooking like an Alfredo sauce, that's cheese and cream. Same thing with macaroni and cheese. The cheese sauce, you loosen up the cheese, you make it saucy. You lower the you lower the viscosity, or is it higher the viscosity? The thicker it is, the lower the viscosity, the thinner it is, or the runnier.
Carbon dioxide given off by the bacteria used to make Swiss cheese creates the air bubbles.
Okay.
Resulting in the holes we refer in the industry to as eyes, the eyes of the cheese.
Do what?
Eyes.
Size of the eyes do not have an effect on the taste and can be controlled through temperature, storage time, and acidity.
So they can make Swiss cheese without the bubbles.
I guess that would affect
the flavor,
the carbon dioxide by that bacteria, so that amount, the balance of what they use to make that flavor. That could be what instills it to create the Swiss cheese, is keeping that.
How about Swiss cheese slices? Kraft Swiss cheese slices.
Wow, I want one!
Swiss cheese holes are not for your fingers, it's for your dick. No.
I'm fucking cheese.
baby, that's good.
Swiss cheese is made at a warm temperature, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Cheese is soft, malleable. The gases emit end up creating round openings.
It emits gas.
They're fart holes.
baby, that's good.
Hey, sexy.
Fart hole, cheese farts. The cheese, Swiss cheese, is Swiss cheese
carbon
the only...
dioxide.
Is Swiss cheese the only cheese that farts?
They're fart holes. That's not methane, correct.
Hey, sexy.
Is it the only bubbly cheese? Is it the only cheese with bubbles in it?
Because
I've never seen any other cheese with.
It's farting, although
pulse.
It's not methane. It's carbon dioxide, like we exhale.
It's bacteria.
From the bacteria.
Farting in our cheese.
With our. But those farts help the environment.
Those are cheese farts,
that'll
yeah.
That trees breathe.
That's what those are, little pockets of farts.
Oh,
when you cut it open, when you cut it open, you hear...
Ass wax with cheese.
With every slice, you hear it fart. Cheese that...
Cut the cheese when you cut the hole.
Yeah, the Swiss cheese that farts.
Slice the hole while you cut the cheese.
By ass wax.
What's that smell?
Swiss cheese, ass wax brand Swiss cheese for the flavorness of the flavor.
And hickory and methane.
Yeah. And carbon dioxide flavor. I'll stick with the Kraft Swiss cheese slices. Not so the ass wax brand. The ass wax brand cheese. My goodness. Cut the cheese while cutting the cheese. When you cut the cheese cuts the cheese. Or it cuts it, the cheese cuts itself. The cheese cuts itself. The cheese cuts itself. Oh no, there you go. The cheese cuts itself.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da.
But I don't want to take a bath.
In the cheese.
I want to bathe in the cheese sauce.
If you please.
How do you think a warm bath of cheese would feel? Would you get into a bathtub of warm cheese?
Well, I guess as long as the dairy wouldn't affect any cuts, lacerations, I would probably at least try a toe or two to see if that's...
You'd get in there. Well, I wear a banana hammock, though.
Right.
Like, if I was going to go in.
Right, because dairy and the... You're...
Because I don't want my...
Men or women could be...
Yeah. Flagellatory.
Yeah, you get...
Inflagellatory. That's a word I'm just making up. Yeah.
Whatever.
The enzymic fart skin.
Yeah, whatever spoiled milk is.
Hey, look it, I got cheese on my dick. Dick cheese.
You're molding.
Oh, it's from under cheese.
From
where'd
what?
You pull that cheese? I pulled it from under my balls.
Broom.
Broom. Cheese. Cheese to cheese. Cheese. Cheese to cheese. Cheese. Yeah, so, you know. I don't know. I think it would be a nice feel. Warm. 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 Warm.
Uh-oh. You'd have to feed it with, like, you'd have to tell it.
All that orange juice just showed up.
Yep. Ooh, it released the orange juice spray into the water. That was the orange juice boat. Oh, the citrus boat. So, yeah, it just, I don't know. It just says here, yeah.
Hand me an adult diaper, my friend. I need one today. I'm having a special... So I said to you, will you do me this favor? Would you roll me over and labor? Will you change me? Will you change me? My friend, will you change me? Keep me clean, wipe me good, like a good friend always should. Go clean me and change me, powder too. I want that fresh feeling just like you. Oh friend, it's together again we are one. But will you be there to change my diaper when I need you the most? Change my diaper, my friend.
Oh, no, no, no.
But it was a memory. We're sharing part of our cuckoo history.
Oh, yeah. This is who we are. Me and... I got stories. Both Urban and I have stories.
Well, you have
together
your
or separately with Velocity Boy.
Oh, I thought you meant LSD.
Oh, that too. My God. But no, that night too with Velocity Boy, and then you started to see Jesus in the clouds.
This is Velocity Boy.
that time too, I was laying there. That's when you were on the lawn recliner.
Right, that's when I was looking at the clouds.
Velocity Boy was gone, thinking he had to poop himself. And I was laying on the hood, not the engine hood.
In the hood?
I was laying on the hood of my car, not the engine hood, the top, the hood of the cab. Staring up at the clouds. And I can't articulate my exact feelings, but I...
I'm an atheist.
Even at that time,
I wish to. Oh, so you believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say is I'm sitting there, is I was having this experience while on LSD that I knew for sure that there are no gods as holy books have written, but that us, all of us, we are gods and goddesses who wanted to experience physical existence.
Yes, I'm playing the piano.
I knew that.
They don't.
I sat there. That's the best I could articulate it, but I knew at that moment that we were all gods.
So you got to believe we're magic.
And we're all magic. But again, I don't want to have to use God as to refer to male only. Because again, there shouldn't be God or goddess. Like, you know, how the old Latin, even current Latin-born languages, have a male and female counterpart. That's why they went with Latinx. Latinx? But at the end of the day, I realized that every single one of us was a god. We were divine. Manifest physical. Again, not a biblical sense. As an atheist, this doesn't make me believe in a god. This just goes along with scientific thought that energy cannot be destroyed. It could be just reformed and just...
Can't be created or destroyed.
Yeah. It just reshaped. Exists in a different sense. And I just realized, I'm looking up. And it was a cloudy night. Not completely. But I was staring up at a cloud formation, and I was getting drawn into it.
Same clouds, man. I was talking about, man.
Yeah, we were looking at the same clouds. A different angle.
That's the same thing like art.
But here's the thing.
What's the thing?
As I was thinking all these things, that we were gods in and of ourselves, manifest physical, I realized I wasn't breathing. And I'm like, oop, I need to start breathing. Yeah. I thought I wasn't breathing. And I'm like, ooh, I may be a god manifest physical, but I am still physical and I require the draw of breath and the exhalation. Oh, it was interesting. It was. Me, Urban Hippie, and Velocity Boy.
This is Velocity Boy.
We are in the cuckoo, I guess you would say in the cuckoo philosophy, or in the theology of cuckoo. Me, Urban, and Velocity are the triumvirate. We are the trinity of Velocity.
Well, don't forget Velocity's Lux vocal not here. Later.
We are, Urban and I, are House of Cuckoos. Us both.
Hey, how you doing? How's Cuckoos? Thank you.
Yeah. And that night when I came up with the idea to write a play and have Urban write down my dictations.
Write down your what?
Hey, sexy.
My dictations.
Oh, yeah.
I never told him in the manner I wanted it written. I assumed he was going to write it in the typical playwright fashion, but you didn't. You wrote it down in the typical Urban Hippie perspective.
Yes.
So, from us, the idea may have sprang forth from me, but the idea would not have been directed and fully realized if there was no Urban Hippie. If it was just me coming up with the House of Cuckoos play, it would have been flat, because the whole concept of House of Cuckoos did not exist without Urban Hippie.
Well,
there was no Urban Hippie, I would not have been inspired to come up with the House of Cuckoos play. If Urban Hippie never came into my life as a young kid, I wouldn't even thought of House of Cuckoos. I more than likely, even though throughout high school, Urban Hippie and I didn't hang out every time, every day, all the time. It was after high school, we solidified our partnership.
I had no friends.
I was still reclusive and gamed a lot. With my cousin, Fuzzy Niner, I did come up with concepts of sketch comedy I would record on cassettes.
Out you hung out with a guy that bullied me for a bit.
I did?
Yeah, and then we were just talking about his bathroom. Then we became friends.
Yes. I helped him realize.
Accounting class and whatever.
I helped him realize. Was, I'm like, no.
It was 10th grade, so it was pre...
Yes.
Where he left for the
yes.
Time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 11th grade, he went to the vocational school. The vocational high
him
school.
Him and Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes. So, that is it. It's... At the end of it all, I could tell you that, the House of Cuckoo's name, I thought of that.
Folks. Excuse me.
But it may have sprang forth from my mind the words together, the phrase House of Cuckoos in 92. But again, if Urban Hippie was not there, I would not even have thought of the concept of House of Cuckoos.
Whoops, forgot.
Yeah. I sit here and think that night, 1992, June. We were going to get up early the next day and work with your former...
But we were doing a presentation at the IX Center.
Yes, we were.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. We were at this big...
We had to advertise Stepdad's company.
Company that we worked for. Flooring, which was art. Still art, like a beautiful floor. We could lay and get that floor beautiful.
You're overselling us.
Oh, I know. We were good, though. We were good. We didn't do a fucking bad job. Your ex...
All our ex-employees got successful in the business within the greater Ohio area.
Yeah. Dude, we did a good job. I honestly, for our age...
Including Crash Car Scott.
Yeah.
He became a successful floor man. How's our time on here? The House of Google... Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to play my part.
But...
Happier... Do you want serious music or happy music?
No, just what you were playing. We were talking about the House of Cuckoos in the development of it. Even though this is the anniversary show, that was a couple months ago. But it's still... People want to hear about that. I would assume. If not, tell us, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, we're tidying.
Well, they'll just click us off.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know where we lost you. So, with the... House of Cuckoos, it was us together. Without one for the other, there would be no House of Cuckoos. Velocity Boy too, because just think, if Velocity Boy was not in our lives, what would have filled that moment? Who would have filled that moment?
You might be married with kids.
Oh, my dear Lord in hell. There was certain...
If Velocity Boy didn't intervene.
Who knows?
This is Velocity Boy.
Who knows? I could be a priest now, a Catholic priest.
I found the lights.
And I lit my cigarette. So, even though Velocity Boy is unable to hang out with us in recent years... He enjoyed life a lot to its fullest, and he's been recuperating from it for a few years now. He needs that. When you had a life so fun, full of just partying and excitement for decades, you need a few years to rest, and I get it. But that's the thing. It's even though
all music being played on pianos, copyright House of Cuckoos.
Yes. And even though Urban Hippie and I are the House of Cuckoos, we are the central theme of it. Velocity Boy will always be our Buddha, our Cuckoo Buddha. Right? Is that what it is? The Cuckoo Buddha?
Yeah. In this cultural fun party hedonism way, yes.
He's the Cuckooda? He's the Cuckooda. Yeah, he is our Jack Kerouac. Duke?
Velocity Boy comes to us for the philosophy and afterlife stuff.
Jack Kerouac's Velocity Boy was what? What was his name? Duke?
Oh, Dean.
Dean.
Yeah, the Who's a Yazza guy in the book.
Yes, he's our Who's a Yazza. If you know... On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Go read it. You'll feel better.
You will. You will. But I'm not talking about Velocity Boys if he was gone. He's still here. He just needs time to relax and recoup from an extravagant life. As you heard in an earlier segment, it was during Beltane Easter time. Velocity Boy called into, we called into Velocity Boy. He was busy doing Velocity Boy things at the time, but he gave us a moment, then he went digital. He went digital, Velocity Boy. But he is an inspiration to us. If you've ever hung out with Velocity Boy, you would understand where we came, where we're coming from. I can't say came from, but where we're coming from. We are who we are. I am the doctor, and he is the urban hippie.
I play piano like an addiction. I haven't had this heroin in a while. Sorry, I'm still playing.
Yeah, oh no, keep playing. But that's the thing. And everybody has the same thing that we... The same experience that we have, that close group of friends that no matter how far and wide time may keep you apart, when you're together with those friends, no time has passed. You are the same people together. You have always been together.
Like Jennifer Garner.
Woo, in 13 to 30, whatever. I don't know.
No, and Ben.
Ben? Oh, Jennifer and Ben, they're back together again?
No!
I thought they were, no?
But she understands them the most.
Oh, no, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got back, right? The 90s again. That's so
okay, 2019. Let's get the conflicts out of the way for the last minute here. I understand Dr. Antonio's use on Twitter and Facebook can be extravagant.
Human, you're a fucking idiot. Come on, open your goddamn brain a little bit more there. Come on.
Right, and that's the fun thing about having social media is you can say that kind of thing. That kind of thing has spiraled out of hand, but
when well, the well. Thing is, and you know I've said that face-to-face to people, too.
Mm-hmm. That's different than people on social media.
It doesn't... I am the same person I am on social media as I am in real life. If I think you have a fucking different. Dangerous philosophy, then I'll just call him Pleb.
Yes.
I'll leave you as you will, Pleb.
That is awesome. Yeah. Is this signature?
As you are, Pleb.
That would be sweet.
Yeah,
I agree with that one. But you're not plebs if you listen to the whole show. It's House Cuckoo's radio show.
Looking in the basement, I see the old box of memories. I thought I set it on fire long ago, and I looked inside of that box, and did I behold, it was a shoebox full of broken pictures, loaded with mold. I couldn't see the images, so I made of my own. I cut out celebrities and pasted it in my photo.
It's the House of Cuckoo's radio show.
Hello?
Why are they yelling?
Yeah.
Why are they yelling?
They're over there. Yeah, they're over there. Hey, where are you? You over there? Hey, right here. Hey.
Bacon. Biscuit. Yep, yep, yep.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, whoop. Hell, 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 hell.
Yes, buddy.
Oh, it's hollering.
He won the State Farm Championship 8 years in a row. Makes them sheep run all in a circle. They kill themselves. The sheep, they run right into the fence. There he goes again. There goes another sheep. Another championship. Now we don't have to part kill him.
We got lamb for another 2 years. Smoke it, freeze dry it, lamb.
Hollering with cholera.
It's the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
Cleveland's the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
No, man.
It'll be an emergency night. And the wind's blowing right.
You're gonna It'll be a disco fight.
Make some white rice and smoke a little roach.
Make some white rice and smoke a roach? Why? Just I'm bored. I'm going
to
just...
Very Lakewood. Ohio type thing to do.
Rice, melt some butter in it, put a little,
like a little
pepper. A little pepper on top of my rice with butter. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's good. And hot dogs. I cut up the hot dogs and I put it in.
Then sit down, put on TV, and put your hand in your hair and kind of rub your head a little bit on the couch while you're holding the bowl in one hand until something good. Wait for the show to kick on, then you sit down and start eating. Then the phone rumbles real quick, you pick it up. It leads into some dramatic thing you're about to fall into when you go out the front door. How the TV series starts. This is for revenge. You have the wrong person.
What did you say to my mother?
Ma'am, would you like cheese on your spaghetti?
How dare you ask such a question?
Does that happen?
Of course she would have cheese. Who doesn't get spaghetti without cheese?
I do.
Bring him out back and whoop him. Whoop him silly. Oh, speaking of silly... For the fuck of it the other day, I had the desire, I'm like, you know what?
You recorded something?
No, I listened to something. Like, I'm like, I haven't listened to these in a long time. Maybe the early 2000s, maybe. More than likely, still in the 90s. I'm like, fuck it. So I downloaded, like, the first three. Turkey Boys.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
Yeah, and I listened to the first one again, and I was still, like, smiling and chuckling through, and I still, some still got me. I'm like, oh, I remember this. Oh, I'm like, this is good. Yeah.
I'm the one you talk to. Yeah, you know, about the plumbing. Yeah. Oh, so next Wednesday? Is Uncle Freddy there? What, Uncle Freddy's dead?
People are like, what is that? No, yeah, Uncle Freddy. Like the pranks, the Jerky Boys, for those people who don't know. Back in the 90s
Dad's thing. That's what I've heard in the past.
Back in the 90s when we didn't have cell phones and you had answering machines and we used newspapers to put out to look for ads or to buy things.
Or for the bird droppings.
Yeah, and all that stuff. So they would make prank calls. You just grab a phone book.
It was a cassette of prank calls.
Yeah, back in the day, a cassette, now on CD or digital. And it was good shit. Like, what gets me is I would do that.
Good, and then each one progressively got a little in.
The first three I dug.
Yeah, the third one was over.
The third one is where they were putting ads in the paper.
Yeah.
That one was funny as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
reversed
like,
it.
Yes, hello, I'm calling about the lawnmower. Yeah, oh, you're calling about the lawnmower, that it? Yep, lawnmower and the chainsaw. Yeah, got them both. What would you like for the lawnmower? About $200 and a slap across the fucking mouth. How's that sound? Like I said, when I was a teenager, I would do prank calls. And then now there's, you make an album. They got paid out of it. Me and my cousin, Fuzzy Niner, we would do stupid, like, jackass shit and record it on the camcorder. We had no fucking idea. It would be, this shit was, what? I could make a jackass show by acting like an idiot and these guys.
And here we are. That's what it is. Yeah. Came on here.
Late in the game, but we're in the game.
It's your jackass show in the new renaissance when we are on that direction. Right now we were kind of spinning in a minute out of the...
Oh, my goodness.
Your past reflections, smells of your basement and all that stuff.
Can you smell it? Can you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell! Ooh! Shit, smells like we're in hell. Oh, dear Lord.
That's a washing machine.
What are you washing? Body parts. I wash the blood out of the body.
Ew.
I cut up.
Ew.
It takes a few cycles to get all the blood out. You just throw the bleach in there and it gets it all good.
Well, that's nice and gross.
and then you put it in the fucking dryer, and it just dries it all out like jerky.
Hmm.
Kind of smells like pork roast cooking in the house.
Yeah.
No. Long pork. What are we having for dinner tonight, Mom? It smells like you're cooking ham or pork. It's long pork, honey. It's going to be good. Yeah. Is Dad coming home tonight? Nope. He won't be coming home for a long time.
Yeah. Who did the Hostel movies? Like director.
Eli Roth. Yeah. He did the first
one. That sounds like one of those kind of movies things. That sounds
what are
like
we having for dinner tonight? McDonald's. As you see the old McDonald, the farmer, he's dead and she cooked him up.
That sounds totally 80s.
Yeah, it does. It does. That's the whole intent. It's straight up 80s.
Even the whole joke, the gag and everything.
Uh-huh. Here it comes.
Low budget.
Yeah. This is going to make lots of popcorn. We're going to sell a lot of popcorn with this one.
You'd hope.
This is a popcorn movie. Is it really? Is it really a popcorn movie? Is it?
Well, speaking of eating and cooking body parts, like that of a pig or a turkey. So how about turkey bacon? Are you a prefer, like, do you eat turkey bacon or turkey sausage?
I buy the turkey sausage.
Okay, why?
Patties. I like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And there's less gristle.
The Cleveland Clinic here in Cleveland put out an article saying turkey bacon, how healthy is it really? But you should eat it sparingly all the same. There's really not, if you're eating it for health benefits,
well, yeah,
forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because it's some still people, fat and
but
processed.
They make it look like healthy choice.
It's
turkey,
not.
You know, it's not. It's the same. It's just turkey. But I think because it's turkey, I don't know, I can eat it a little better. So my reasoning is more because of how it breaks down. But their reasoning for some people out there is they just straight up think it's healthier, and it's really not.
You may eat too much. No, it's not. Pork bacon comes from the belly of a pig, whereas turkey bacon is dark and light meat turkey, seasoned like bacon and pressed into bacon form. Pressed.
Right.
Mechanically separated and partially hydrogenated,
right, like a Pringle
press. Yeah, it's a like a crisp. It's a potato crisp.
Yeah,
but it's a turkey crisp. It's a little like
what turkey jerky is made like too.
No, like I don't really do the bacon. If I buy bacon, I buy pork bacon.
Yeah,
I buy bacon. I used to do the turkey bacon, but at the end of the day, you look at it and it's like that's not even fucking meat.
Turkey bacon is high in saturated fat and sodium.
Yeah, because it's fucking processed.
Which are the two big risk problems right there. So, protein. Each 2-ounce serving of pork or turkey bacon is about the same amount of protein. Pork offers 20 grams per serving, bacon 17. Calories. Turkey bacon contains fewer calories, but the difference is per 2-ounce serving is small, 218 versus 268.
Yeah, you may as well eat the pork bacon. It's
the
natural.
Fat content is significantly lower than pork bacon, 14 grams to 22 grams, but the saturated fat is still high. So
it's nasty.
Overall fat, but the saturated fat is
yeah. Low, they're not stuff. People ain't looking
the heavy chugging.
People are not looking at it like
which is sometimes
it should be.
I wonder if it's like a manipulator
food.
Where they put just the big number on top of your food when you look at your servings and all that, what's in it. They just put, here's the main number, it says 96, and you look under 3. There's, what's this big 120 under here or something like that? That's the saturated fat. Whoa.
Look at this. Why is that huge?
It's low, huge. But that part's fat.
Yeah.
That part's bad. So I don't know, it's weird. If you look at your food labels.
I do, but I eat anyways. I gorge as I look at the labels,
If you don't select reduced sodium bacon, of course, remember this is being written by a health institute, a few slices can max out your daily recommended intake of salt, less than 1,500 milligrams. That's like in 2 pieces of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
My whole daily would be done in both
seconds.
2 days in a row,
seconds,
in 4 pieces.
Yeah.
So that's where I know I gotta watch my salt and sugar as I become an old person. But it's hard. Everyone in my family eats salt and sugar, and they're old, and they're still living.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood.
This ain't wood, so don't. It's fake wood. That's real wood.
Turkey and pork bacon both provide vitamin B complex, but pork offers more.
Because it's real. It's not fucking mechanically processed.
Pork also contains more selenium, a mineral that activates certain proteins associated with preventing cancer. That's interesting.
Well, that's good. So you eat more bacon.
Or pork in general. Turkey and pork bacon contain roughly the same amount of zinc, which helps your gene activity. If you're going to choose at least turkey bacon, select reduced sodium. Don't add salt to it.
Ew.
Use an indoor grill that allows it to drip off. Don't add oil or butter.
Never.
And drain on a paper towel. So there you go. Be armed with facts. Portions are the most important thing to consider.
Oh, what's a portion?
Anything.
I've never heard that word
before. Well, that's why pizza is cut in 8, 12 pieces. You're supposed to have a portion of it.
I don't know what a portion is.
Don't cut the pizza. I'm just picking it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, don't cut the pizza. See, I'm going to eat it. I just roll it up.
Eat it. It looks like a big stogie.
It does. Just like a fucking... You're just sitting back with like a stromboli.
La, 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 la.
Oh, my goodness.
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 La, 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 la.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't like thin crust pizza. I like a traditional.
Depends whose it is, I guess. If it's meant, if like that's their forte, then it can be good.
I don't want it. No, I don't like thin crust in general.
But that's more like a real pizza, you know, with the thin dough. I mean, I'm talking like a really nice restaurant kind. Where it's vegetables on bread, you know?
Yeah.
Cheese vegetables on bread with tomato paste.
On unleavened bread?
Yeah.
Matzah. It's like a matzah.
Versus you're talking little seizures and that.
No, I'm talking about like... When I make my dough, I don't do thin. I got to have a nice, fluffy dough. I don't want a cracker.
Or I'll do it on pitas.
Or a limp.
You get a pita, put some olive oil on it, and then put just sauce and cheese and pepper on whatever.
Like if I order a deluxe... That fucking
that nice and crispy
slice is like fucking limp, like a flaccid cock.
Hey, sexy.
Well, yeah, they have to get a good crisp on it without burning it.
No, just give
and that's
me
what I'm saying. They traditional have to crust. Doing. That's like those pizza fire places or whatever.
Traditional or pan? Chicago deep dish. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Merry Christmas from the Temptation.
Merry Christmas from the Deep Dish Pizza Man. Yeah. But Christmas is over.
Fat wad of...
I like your smile. Can I lick your window?
Surely you must be jesting. My windows haven't been cleaned by a tongue since 1963 when I was in a swinging love scene in the movies.
Well, you should try our new service, Window Lickers.
Miguel, I have a choice between male or female.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'll take the female lickers. Let's go. What are those? Are those chimpanzees licking my windshield?
Female chimpanzees.
Goodness, God. Roll up the window. Ah, hands grabbing my face. It's kissing me. I want a refund.
We can't refund your money. We already used the spit.
No actual animals were harmed in the making of this badly comedic skit.
Deets! God damn it!
Damn! Well, Mr. Yeo has been sending aluminum foil messages to us. It appears he's seen some wrestling stuff.
Oh.
But I have to grab the music for a moment, so you'll have to stretch on or discuss other things of him for a moment whilst I grab that track.
It depends if
he's speaking.
If he's done, he probably has a lot to report because it's been a while since we had a wrestling report. So give it a moment. Let's let him finish.
Perhaps
I will boot you.
So,
it's been a while since Mr.
Yu
reported us. Whoa,
hey buddy, there we are. Been a while.
Since I first smelled you.
Perhaps I will boot you.
Perhaps I will boot you.
From my ass.
Booting your ass, yeah. So it is... Looks like Mr. Yeo has a lot to say. Don't know if he's done yet.
And you don't know what you got till it's gone.
No.
Know what you got till it's done!
That wasn't ZZ Top. ZZ Top is getting a... musical in Vegas made for them.
ZZ Top is based
on.
Musical.
I think they're piecing a story based on their songs. Like they took songs and somebody created a story out of the music.
The musical the Sharp Dressed Man. Sharp Dressed Man.
Every girl crazy by the Sharp Dressed Man.
She's got legs.
If you're really out of touch with rock, they're the two guys with the sunglasses and the long beards
long,
on guitar.
Long pointy beards.
And then the guy playing drums has a mustache and his last name is Beard.
Yes, and he's beardless.
But, yeah.
he's mustachioed.
But Billy Gibbons is the good. He's an awesome guitar player, too. He's pretty, laid
Texas
back
Trio.
Others know him for the one time they played for was it one of the first inauguration of George Bush just because he was Texan.
He's a Texan. Well, he wasn't born in Texas. George Bush was born in Connecticut. Jeb was born in fucking Texas.
I don't have to tell you.
Come on.
Anyways, but it says it's going to have all, plus all the big songs. She's good legs.
So it's described cool as an stuff. Outrageous, bawdy musical romp about a Lone Star auto mechanic who becomes a modern-day Robin Hood, stealing hearts and car parts with the help of his merry band of beer drinkers and Hellraisers.
That's a song.
Uh-huh. A rock musical with a wicked sense of humor and a heart as big as Texas. Deep in the heart. Mr. Yeo is housed in the facility, which is in the heart of Texas. Is that not right, Mr. Yeo? Deep in the heart of Texas, the facility you reside. It is, it's surrounded by, like, large moats with giant woolly crocodiles.
But here's the thing with that thing, though. Here's just kind of made me kind of get that, and, you know, you get that little kind of barf up feel for a second. It says, the book is being written, though. One of the guys wrote the teleplays for Fox TV's Grease Live and The Christmas Story Live.
So they're turned
both
into a book?
Just,
eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Rough works of pop.
We're going to just give it to the people because they're going to watch it. We're never going to watch it. It's just for the advertisers. What do we got to do?
Yeah.
It's all about the advertisers. Get the advertisers. What are the advertisers going to attach to? We know people are going to watch
whatever it. Whatever the littlest kids will watch.
And nostalgic moms and their fat daughters. And video game geek jerking off sons. That's me.
It's okay.
Yeah. It is okay there, Billy.
Don't got to get upset if somebody takes away the video game for a second.
Dear Lord, in a quarter.
Because it's the Hot Cuckoo's Radio Show. Trying to find guidance in your own self-thoughts isn't even worth it if you're going to try to go cuckoo full-time, because then that way you always going to have your head kind of floating away for a moment.
Buck Wallace.
Then kind of coming back at you. It is kind of what a Buck Wallace thing would do. I guess if you get into that kind of self-help guru kind of thing, you know, they got to kind of push it on you and make yourself feel self-fulfillment and all that as long as you buy the books and continue
the
story.
Well, he's a tennis shoe guru.
He is. So he knows everything about tennis shoes.
Yes.
And helps you do what with it?
He helps you find the right life shoe. Perfect tennis shoe and for the life balance that you need.
Ah. What if you don't play tennis?
You don't need to play tennis to have tennis shoes.
Oh.
So don't you own a pair of tennis shoes?
Can you call them sneakers? Like,
well, yes.
The rest of the United
States? I guess sneakers. I guess. But he doesn't. He's old fashioned.
Right.
He prefers tennis shoe.
We say
pop. It sounds to him, it sounds more elegant. Like, sneakers sounds like you're doing something wrong. Inappropriate.
Well, that's why they're quiet shoes.
They're sneakers.
Soft soul.
Soft soul. The devil's in control. Hot dogs. Yes, but Buck Wallace, the self-help sneaker guru. How's that? Do you prefer that? Is that better for you?
That's what you said the first time.
I said tennis shoe guru.
Oh.
You said sneaker, so I replaced tennis shoe with sneaker.
Okay, so then what does he self-help you?
Like I said, to find the perfect sneaker.
What happens when you do find it?
Then you'll feel balance in your life. You'll feel more happier because your feet are happy. Your feet are comfortable and happy. And if your feet are comfortable and happy, then you will be comfortable and happy. Always wear a smart, sensible shoe. Take it from Rachel Maddow.
Well, I have to buy his whole line of books, of cookbooks, if I do this.
Those, yes, you do. His cookbooks, because
he'll find me the
healthy
shoe.
Eating gives healthy feet.
Right.
It's all about making your foot happy. That's why he will find you the best sneaker.
What if they're missing a foot or have damage or something like that?
Well, he'll help you find another balance. Maybe you require a better prosthetic, and maybe he can help find that. You know, it make you feel whole again if you feel as if you're
what
not.
Is this leg made of?
Paper mache.
Just don't go in
don't
the rain.
Don't lean on it.
And don't go in the rain.
Yeah, stay out of the rain. Don't shower with it on. It's for aesthetic value.
$500, please. You can make it payable.
What?
I've helped you.
I didn't ask for this. Next time, if you're going to do it...
Well, you have to do it yourself. That's why. Self-empowerment.
Give me a steel reinforced papier-mâché frame.
No, he's touched me already, Dr. Antonio. I've got it now, man.
Buck Wallace, wear the shoes. They feel good on your feet.
It's a miss in the electrical.
Oh, no. Are we clacking, stacking, scrapping?
If anything happens, I didn't do it.
I just want to watch the slimies gulping down in the lava.
Blame it on the urban hippie. Blame it on Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine. Not Lorraine Newman, just the city of Lorraine. Blame it on Lorraine. There are West Side Akron.
Well, on the hot news, the double page.
The double page hot news.
Your favorite buddy.
Oh, my buddy. I'm not a believer. Yeah, I wouldn't believe her.
That's
if
okay.
You'd see her when I try.
But Justin Bieber is a pop star, as most people know.
People who don't know.
He's still
somehow relevant.
Well, he's got that generation of his fans.
Now he wants you to smell like him, is that it?
Yeah. As this person put it, excuse me. Yes, as this person put it in the article, that if you've ever wondered what Justin Bieber smells like, and they said, me neither. Until this
exact moment. Hey!
So he has created his own line, meaning he just put his name on it.
Biebs.
Called Here Plus Now, is in Here,
here
and now.
Yeah.
With Schmidt's Naturals deodorant. So he's promoting this deodorant pretty much. He's
Jane
just brand-
Goodall.
Yeah. Well, they did a one that's had that collaboration with Jane Goodall. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So you want to smell like the animals that she studied, or... Because she, like, hung out in the African jungles for a while and all that, didn't she?
Exactly. That's what's, like...
And works in a zoo otherwise.
Yeah.
So here and now is various meanings. But to the CEO, Michael Camerata.
Camerata?
Schmidt's CEO.
Camerata.
But to me, it's being... I imagine this guy sitting back with a suit, kind of greased hair, with one hand on the desk, another one holding the cigar.
Here and now, the various meanings, but to me, it's about being present in daily life. You know, Schmidt started as a meme, and it's become more of a movement. We prove natural does work, we don't limit availability. We're able to make natural products accessible. I think the partnership with Justin really shows the brand extends beyond a niche. Now my secretary will show you out.
And you owe me for the M&M's you ate.
If they got Justin Bieber money. And then here's his picture. If Dr. Antonio wants to describe the Christ-like image.
What?
I don't know
Are
what day this was.
Are you ready for Here and Now? New collab coming this fall with Schmidt's.
So that's
Naturals.
The first thing I thought of was...
With Schmidt's beer.
Well, no, but I thought of Zoolander with Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Right, is it Owen Wilson?
Yeah, Owen.
Where he was doing all the ads when they were talking about him.
Yes.
Whatever his name
Hansel?
Was. Hansel.
Hansel.
So hot right now.
Hansel.
I'm like, this totally looks like when he's doing the... Then I realized, wonder if he's modeling himself after that Zoolander character.
Maybe. Maybe Superman needs just to toss him off of Kilimanjaro.
Or he's trying to be Matthew McConaughey. He's got a lot of tattoos now. At least they're more filled in.
Jesus likes tattoos. It says so in the Bible.
No, it's just that they're okay to have.
No.
As long as you come and donate money to the church.
Come and then donate money to the
or
church.
Or whatever faith place you have. Or none. Hey, just be cool with each other.
Yeah, I just love each other. A little bit.
Get on.
Touch each other.
Do your own thing.
Touch each other's heart.
Keep it equal in the middle.
Be nice.
That's the same. Get along. Get along.
Be nice or
keep
carry a big stick.
Keep your sense of mind.
Be nice and carry a big stick.
Rise above the world.
With a big stick.
Yeah, you can do it to kind of spring up to, like a javelin, or what's it called where they run and they use the pole?
Pole vault. Yeah,
pole
vaulter.
Pole vault.
It's to help you get up. It's a tool. Maybe
to
you can dig in
you.
Mud. Maybe you can club some food. Protect yourself from saber-toothed tigers. With your big stick. Why else would you carry a big stick? It's for saber-toothed tigers and fire.
Not everywhere are saber-toothed tigers in the world growing up.
Still around. I've seen a few.
In Cleveland?
One.
That night we did acid? Mushrooms? One of the two?
Both. Twice.
With the Coke and the whiskey? Yeah.
One beer. One bourbon. 1/8 of shrooms. One beer, one shot.
And suddenly,
1/8
we got
shrooms.
Through a police checkpoint. How do we pull that off? I don't know. I just remember lights,
camera, action. I was sweating driving this morning.
Uh-oh.
When I saw the Ohio State Patrol just parked on the side of the road. I'm kind of a lead foot, so a good thing I noticed traffic patterns and see a car. I'm like, ooh, state highway.
Yeah,
slow down.
They don't take no bullshit.
No, they don't. I would stick my hands out the window.
Yeah.
And feet. What are you doing?
Yeah, just don't kill me.
Ooh.
Please make sure your body cam's on.
Yes.
My car is recording this as we speak.
I know. That's what's happening. You know, it's weird.
I've turned it into a Knight Rider car. It records everything. There's 12 points of camera everywhere in my car. What? Yes. And it's being uploaded live to my Facebook feed as we speak. What? Seriously? Yes, it is. This is going on YouTube also, right now as we speak.
I was pulling over to say I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, that's why it's on air. Come on, say hello.
Kick back with a beer and I listen to your show. I'm not all for some of the things you say, but you know.
Well, look into the camera right over here in the bumper.
I was cuckoos. Sounds like some kind of Reno 911 kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what I want to give you? This free ounce I just got.
Yeah. Well, that I saw. It was what? Just saw on Instagram or Twitter that Tommy Chong had a birthday.
Yeah, and I saw him.
He was having sex with the werewolf. Yeah, but he went out and like for a couple of police runs with the LAPD.
They let him smoke in the car?
I guess not, no, but still, it was weird that he'd show up, you know, when they come to a disturbance. He said something to the nature that they went there for some disturbance in the neighborhood. And
there's a disturbance in
and
the
And then
forest.
When the policeman showed up with Tommy Chong behind him, she's like, oh, you caught him already?
Nice.
From old days, I am an acropunk. I am an acropunk. I am an acropunk from 78. But I'm 28. But I'm accurate. I'm accurate. I am a punk from Akron, but I'm not from Akron.
Should there be a sex scene in any of the superhero movies?
No! This is rated R, like Deadpool.
But does that justify a sex scene? I mean, no. His girlfriend, the chick said I'm sorry, I said chick. Am I, like, canceled?
Look at it.
I said chick.
No, you're not.
The lady that's
and your punk's pwned.
The girlfriend.
You're not canceled, you're postponed.
The girl he loved in Deadpool, both movies.
Oh,
she's amazingly beautiful.
Yeah, Marina. Her name is Marina.
She's married to Professor X.
No.
I thought she was married
to married to McKenzie from Gotham.
Oh, yeah, they both have the same jawline.
Ben McKenzie. Their kids are perfect.
Right, the Gotham actor. Now, I mean, I'm just saying, if there was a sex scene there, I'm sure some ladies wouldn't mind seeing
Ben McKenzie. McKenzie?
No, Deadpool. What's his name?
Wade.
The actor.
Ryan Reynolds. But if he's Deadpool, he's got his little testicle-looking face. You're not gonna want to see that.
Guess what?
What?
People would watch it.
I know.
So they'll watch your little.
You have motherfuckers
on fans page. So. Make some money, get naked, and just relax.
I never said I had a little penis, I have an average.
Well, then relax with your phone camera on you, make some money, get a car, and drive to the House of Cuckoos when you're not here.
I did that already.
You did? You did try a fans only page?
Told you I gave up Chatterbait years ago.
Well, try this now. There's a different clientele now.
I mean,
that's right. Whore yourself out. The House of Cuckoos radio show does not promote that to anybody or Dr. Antonio.
I'm going
to
eat all the cashews if we don't get money.
Meow.
Cat chews.
They're made of catnip and holistic
cat
tea.
Cat chews are made of catnip and holistic
tea. At House of Cuckoos everywhere you go. The House of Cuckoos. Everybody loves the House of Cuckoos.
I'm not in love with me.
Thank you.
Me. I love the House of Cuckoos, but I don't love me. I hate me.
We'll talk about weed next week.
Oh, we talk about weed every week.
Well, this one's about where's the old cannabis. Anyways, yes. Stay happy. Try not to fight. Look for solutions. And keep the cuckoo flight going in your mind, brothers and sisters, and everybody in between and out between. Stay cuckoo. At House of Cuckoos. The House of Cuckoos on TikTok.
at House Cuckoos. Everywhere else, HouseCuckoos.blogspot.com. Oh, please, give me a hug or share a pipe of cuckoo magic.
And stay tuned until next
week. Send news to Dr. Antonio.
News. Not nudes. I don't want nudes. I don't even want to see myself. I don't care if you have the most perfect body.
I'm telling you, your fans page is hey.
I don't care if you have the most perfect body. I don't want to see your nudes.
Okay? I do.
I don't.
Send this account and I'll look.
Get out of here!
LeBron, we're coming to meet you, baby!
Laboring James.
Oh, no.